Well, Jane's 19-year-old niece, Betty, hates all men. She decided that after David Page told her he was married and had a daughter her age. In the meantime, Jane, to help Betty forget David, has invited to dinner the 22-year-old nephew of Mr. Ness, Mr. Ace's real estate partner. The dinner is almost over now, but Jane has left the dining room and is alone in the living room looking very much worried. She calls Marge from the dinner table. Listen.
What is it, Jane?
Come here, Marge, and close that door.
Hey, what's the matter? Everything's going off nicely.
Oh, it's Betty. I just went into her room and she won't come out. I told her she didn't have to eat if she didn't feel like it. All I wanted to do was to be nice to our guests. What'll Mr. Ness think? What'll all his nephews think?
Well, what you doing?
Nothing. Just lying there looking at the ceiling. And everything I ask her, she keeps saying, I hate all men.
What?
That's all she says. I hate all men. A fine time she takes to hate all men when I work my head to the bone trying to find a fella for her to get interested in, and he comes here to dinner and
oh,
he goes...
Oh, it's just a phase in a young girl's life, Jane.
But does she have to keep saying the same phase over and over?
No. I mean, it's just an incident in their life. It's breaking off with David Page. Every young girl goes through what she believes is the most heartbreaking episode in her life. She'll get over it.
But when? Dinner's finished and she still isn't over it.
Oh, it takes longer than that, Jane.
But she has to come out and meet Carl. If she would only come out and look at him, she'd only see how handsome he is.
Yes, that probably would make her snap out of it. You want me to go in and see what I can do with him?
Oh, William Marge, you always know the right thing to say. You're so clever.
Oh, sure. I'm brilliant.
I always say that about you, Marge. I always say Marge is sure clever, I say.
All right, Jane. You can cut out the blarney.
That's not baloney. I mean it, Marge. Go ahead, Marge, because they'll be coming in here pretty soon.
Well, I'll try. I'll do what best I can.
And make her kind of fix herself up a little, because she can be as pretty as a picture when she wants to be.
Okay, Jane. I'll see what I can do.
Oh, hurry, Marge. I think they're coming in here now.
I think we'll all be more comfortable in here. Oh, there you are, Jane. Where'd you just stare to?
Oh, nowhere. Oh, and sit over here, Carl.
Thank you. Have a cigar, Mr. Neff?
No.
Did you enjoy the dinner, Carl? I don't think you ate enough.
Oh, yes, I ate quite enough, thank you. It was very fine.
Really? Oh, it was nothing.
Everything was delicious.
Really? Oh, it was nothing.
Well, I had two helpings of that pie. I couldn't resist it.
Really? Oh, it was nothing.
Oh, Jane, I believe Carl liked everything. Oh, sit over here, Mr. Neff.
I think I'd better stand up a few minutes.
Did you enjoy the dinner, Mr. Neff?
I'd like to have some baking soda, Mr.
Really? Oh, it was not.
What's the matter, Mr. Neff? You feeling uncomfortable?
Oh, it always affects me this way when I eat out. I knew I shouldn't have come here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Neff. If you'd have told us of any special food that you wanted, why we
could have... Well, no, it doesn't matter what I eat. I have to eat at home.
Oh.
I don't know what it is. Sensitive stomach always bothered me. I've had hundreds of pictures taken of it.
You have? Of your stomach?
Yes. Every doctor in town has taken pictures of it.
Well, how do they turn out?
Negative. That's just it. They all turn out negative.
Well, maybe your stomach was overexposed.
What?
Well, I remember the first time I took one.
Jane, you better get Mr. Neff something to fix him up.
Oh, all right. Would you like to have me fix him by chloride?
Yes, I guess. What's that?
Some bicarbonate, Jane. Would you mind getting it for him now?
Well, sure. I'll get you something, Mr. Neff. I'll have it for you in a jitney.
You know, Uncle, the trouble with you is you don't relax enough.
Oh, I don't relax enough. What would happen if everybody sat around relaxing like you do day in and day out?
Well, we'd all be a healthier and happier people, for one thing.
Oh, we would. I think you'll be healthier and happier if you get to work and start amounting to something.
Mm. Matter of fact, your uncle tells me you want to come into the real estate business with us.
Did he say I want to?
You're going to.
Yes, I suppose I am.
You took up law at school, I understand?
Yes.
Well, that'll come in quite handy in any business, I guess. We're always having legal matters to straighten out in our business, leases and deeds.
There'll be plenty for him to do.
Yes, well, we're pretty busy right now, always taking over new apartment buildings, always something going on.
Oh, well, Mr. Neff, do you take a half a glass of water?
What?
Do you take it in a half a glass of water? Is that the way you take it?
Yes, a half a glass will be all right. Where is it?
Well, here's the water, but I don't seem to be able to find anything to put in it.
What do you mean you can't find anything?
It's all gone.
You haven't any baking soda?
No, we just happened to be out of it.
Well, about something else, Jane. There must be something here.
No, there isn't, dear. I look high, dry, and hunting.
Oh, I'm going home.
No, wait, Mr. Neff. We'll order something from the drug. drugstore for you.
Oh, never mind. I'll feel better if I go home anyhow. Where's my hat?
But it'll only take a minute.
No, don't bother.
I'll take you home, Uncle.
You'll do nothing of the kind. You stay here and talk this proposition over with Mr. Ace.
What's there to talk over? Your mind's made up.
There's plenty to talk over.
Oh, well, here's your hat, Mr. Neff.
Thanks. Fine thing. A man can't get a little baking soda and water.
Oh, we've got the water.
I'm sorry, Mr. Knapp, but we can order something for you. It'll only take a minute. It's just...
Good night. You get in early, young man.
Good night, Uncle.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Knapp.
Poor Uncle.
Yes, isn't it a shame to have to go?
What do you mean, poor Uncle?
I mean the life he leads. Driving, driving, always driving. Only interested in one thing, making money.
Well, that's not bad work, if you can get it.
Yeah, but look what it's done to him. Always complaining about his stomach.
Well, he's getting along in years.
Oh, he's not so old, is he?
Well, he's not so young.
Oh, no, but not so old.
Oh, yeah, Jane, sort of 50-50.
Yes, or 56 or 57.
Yes, or 56.
Why, one of my props at school was 68, and you should see him.
68?
Yeah, rides horseback every morning.
Ride horseback?
Sure, he's been riding every morning for 30 years.
Well, why doesn't he stop?
Stop? What for? It's marvelous for him.
Well, what has it done for? Made an old man of 68 out of him.
No, Jane. Carl is quite right. A man should take some sort of exercise, but I suppose Mr. Neff's too busy. He has so many different business interests that he can't take the time out.
Well, what's it getting him? He's got more money now than he can ever spend.
He has?
Sure he has.
Oh, I wonder what I'd do if I had that much money.
Well, one of the things would probably be to have pictures taken of your stomach.
Oh, no, I take a full figure.
Well, here's Marge. I wondered where you were, Marge.
I've been in to see how Betty is.
Well, Marge, where is she?
She prefers to lie in her room, Jane.
Oh, isn't that a shame? I wanted you to meet her, Carl.
Your niece you were telling me about at dinner?
Yes, Betty. She lives with us, and she works at the office.
Oh, well, I suppose I'll meet her there. I'm going to work there, too.
What do you mean she prefers to lie in her room?
That's what I say. I tried to get her up and out here, but she won't budge.
Well, the least she can do is be civil if he's got company. I'll go and get her.
Oh, dear, now don't start anything
don't
with her.
Don't worry, I won't start anything. She'll be out here. The idea of lying in her room. Who
would
she think she
is? Oh, dear, if he starts hollering.
Oh, you won't have any luck with her. I tried everything I knew.
What seems to be the trouble?
Oh, trouble? Oh, it's no trouble. It's just that, well, she wasn't feeling well.
And she's a spoiled brat.
Marge, not in front of Carl.
Well, what difference does it make? He's going to find it out sooner or later, especially if he works with her at the office.
Oh, always joking. That's one thing I always say about Marge. She's always joking.
Yes, that's one thing about her.
Oh, you're like Betty, Carl. She's awfully sweet. She's 19, you know, going on 20. I know you like her. Everybody likes her.
I don't think I will.
And she's very pretty, too, and she... What did you say?
I don't think I'll like her.
Well, why do you say that? You see, Marge, you shouldn't have talked like that.
Oh, it's nothing Miss Hale said. It's just that I'm not interested, that's all.
Well, you haven't met her. How can you say you're not interested?
Well, I'm not interested in any women.
But Betty is different from any women.
Oh, no. No, they're all alike. Don't give me that different stuff. I know.
You sound as if you'd had a lot of experience.
Yeah, I have. I just went through a whole siege of it. I thought she was different. I thought she was the only girl in the world and all that stuff. I found out.
You mean you've just broken off with some girl?
I'll say I have for good, and I'm through with all of them for good. Well, I don't see what's so funny about that.
What are you laughing about, Marge? What happened?
Well, didn't you hear him, Jane? He hates all women.
Hate is too mild a word.
So well.
Listen, young man, you've come to the right place. You're going to find a lot of company for yourself around here.
Well, I don't get you.
What do you mean you hate all women?
Isn't that self-explanatory?
Yes. What do you mean you hate all women?
Exactly what he says. Should we tell him, Jane?
Tell him what?
You see, Carl, that's the trouble we're having with our Betty. She hates all men. She's just been through the same thing you've been through. She's lying in there now, convinced that life isn't worth living and that all men are the lowest form of animal life.
Marge, don't tell him that. Don't listen to her, Carl. Betty's very sweet. Of course, she feels bad now about this other man, but it was just a fancy passing. Goodness, he was 20 years older than she is, going on 21.
Oh, I see. She was in love with somebody and he broke it off.
Exactly.
Well, that's good enough for me. Anytime I see a woman going through what I did, it's all right with me. I suffered 20. Let her suffer. I'm over it now. And I wouldn't be interested
in... Come on out here and stop acting like a baby. Do you hear?
Let go of my arm.
Come on in here. The idea of you acting
well,
like
that. Well, Betty, of all people, come in. We were just talking about you. Speak of the devil. Well, here she is, Carl.
Yes, here she is.
Betty, I want you to meet somebody. My niece, Miss Betty Taylor, Mr. Carl Neff. Miss Taylor, Miss Neff.
How do you do, Miss Taylor?
I'm pleased to know you. Well, aren't you going to ask me to marry you?
Betty,
this is so sad.
That's all they're interested in. I've met you for a full 5 seconds, and you're not going to ask me to marry you?
Oh, Betty, after all, given time.
I suppose you know why you're here. I suppose you know why I was dragged out here and thrown at you.
Betty, why don't you be safe?
It's because my very solicitous aunt and uncle feel that I should marry somebody. And that somebody should be somebody they can put their stamp of approval on. You seem to be the catch they've decided on.
Betty, if you don't stop...
Leave me alone. All you're interested in seeing me married, isn't it? It doesn't matter to whom, just so you approve. Well, Mr. Knapp, take a good look. What's the verdict?
You're boring me, you know.
What? You don't approve of me? Why, what are my aunt and uncle think?
I'm not interested in what they think or you.
Well, isn't that just too bad?
And if it's all right with you, I think I'll go out for some fresh air.
Oh, but wait a minute, Carl.
I'll just drop in at the office tomorrow, Mr. H. Good night.
So but you're upsetting some mighty well-laid plans, Mr. Knapp.
I'm not interested.
That makes us even.
Glad to hear it. I'll see you tomorrow, too, I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid. I'll stay out of your way.
That suits me.
Well, love at first sight.
Love at first sight.
I never saw it fail. Any time two people fight at first, 9 times 10, they fall in
love. Maybe Jane's right. Maybe it is love at first sight. We'll learn more about this new and strange romance when next we meet the Easy Aces.